This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hands with his Palmer co-star Alicia Wright. Now, a source told Us Weekly he's bending over backwards to get Jessica to forgive him and make sure he's there for her and Silas. As for the ways he's doing that, apparently it involves a lot of gifts. The insider said he's been pampering Jess with flowers, massages, weekend getaways, and he's been sending her lots of sweet texts and telling her she's the hottest wife and mom in the world. He should have been doing this all along and not just as an apology, if you ask me, but hey, as long as she's enjoying it. Time for Dina's Dirt at 8:40. Bachelorette star Trista Stutter suffered a surgery for a broken tibia, torn ligament, and big tear. I can't even say the word. It's that big. But after she rolled her left foot while all the weight crunched down on it. That's what she said. Oh, just makes me cringe thinking about it. She said it happened while she was playing tennis with friends, and she explained, "I'd never broken a bone before, but leave it to me and Murphy's Law to break my ankle 3 days into not having insurance. We're all good, thanks to Cobra." You know, Cobra is the insurance that you get when you aren't insured or employed. She said her anesthesiologist did the best job ever with a concoction that left her with no pain or nausea. Oh, just wait till that wears off. We told you Rick Moranis is returning as Wayne Szalinski in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids for the reboot, starring Josh Gad as the son all grown up, marking Rick's return to the big screen since 1996's Big Bully. Many people wondered why it's taken so long for Rick to take on another role, and the reason is he took a break from Hollywood a year after his wife died in February of 91 of breast cancer. Rick was focused on being a single dad. He said, though, he never actually retired. He had said back in 2015 to Hollywood Reporter, "I took a break, turned into a longer break, but I'm interested in anything I would find interesting." People did approach him about roles with TV or film, and he said he just had to wait until he found something that was interesting to him, and it sounds like nothing really ever came along. And it does sound like he missed being in the limelight, adding, "Stuff happens, you have to make adjustments, and me with my little kids, it was a very different lifestyle, but it was important to me." He has no regrets, though. He says his life is wonderful. And as for the roles he's turned down, he said, "Yeah, I'm picky, and I'll continue to be picky. Picky has worked for me." Dog the Bounty Hunter Chapman isn't living with his rumored and then debunked girlfriend Moon Angel anymore. TMZ reports that she's moved out after helping Dog cope as he grieved the loss of his late wife, Beth. That should make his daughter happy, as she always suspected Moon was taking advantage of Dog. AJ McLean of Backstreet Boys said Ryan Gosling was convinced the group would fail, according to Ace Showbiz. AJ said on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, "We used to live in the same apartment complex when he was doing the Mickey Mouse Club. Him, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, all of them lived in the building. We were playing basketball almost every other day, and the Backstreet Boys had started. I kept telling Ryan how big this was going to be, and he's like, 'Dude, New Kids on the Block already did it. This is never going to work. Just shoot the ball.'" AJ added, "Cut to, he was wrong, and it did work." And Nick Carter added, "It worked out for Ryan, too." The Backstreet Boys ended up selling more than 100 million albums worldwide. So take that and stuff it in your Mickey Mouse hat, Ryan Gosling. That's your Dirt at 6:40, 7:40, and 8:40. You can get all the reports along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.